Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
When I was young, I was very much into doing things and having animals do things, particularly dogs. It was do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, do that. And naturally, the owners had to do this and do that and do this and do that, as well as the dogs. As I learned more about the neurophysiology of behavior and the role of energy in the process, I began to back off on that. Simultaneously, our society changed. Especially since 9/11 in the U.S., we have become an increasingly fearful and stressed society. As a result, we're placing more demands on our companion animals. We wind up with sort of a bottleneck at a time when we need them to be the most stable for us. They need us to be the most stable for them. As I became more aware of the physiological and the behavioral effects of stress on animals and humans, I realized that doing, and more doing wasn't the complete answer. I now ask my clients to spend as much time relaxing and doing nothing or nearly nothing with their animals as working with them. I become a big fan of massage. I don't champion any one technique over another. Although I admit in dogs, and once again keeping energy efficiency in mind, it's been my experience that most dogs like having their ears rubbed. And even dogs who aren't particularly happy about having their ears rubbed accept having their eyes rubbed. And I take advantage of that. It's a simple matter when you're massaging a dog's ears to massage the area between the ears. It's the behaviorally significant area up high on the neck just behind the ears. And when you're massaging eyes, massage the muzzle. Another behaviorally significant area, especially on dogs. There you sit. And the dog is relaxing and you're relaxing. Have a glass of wine beside you. Have your favorite music on, but quiet music, please. Not acid rock. Not something that makes you get all jazzed up. Something that helps you calm down. Practice being in the same area with the animal. Sitting there, reading. Maybe focusing on something else if you have a hobby. The idea is to be aware, to know that you're sharing the same space, that you don't have to say anything, that neither one of you has to do anything. It's enough just to be there. Relaxing is important for both us and our animals. I now recommend that my clients do it before stressful situations and after stressful situations to help the animal relax. I also recommend that they do it before they start any kind of training exercise. I want that animal relaxed because I want the animal to learn. And because for many people the concept of being one step ahead of a dog is alien because they're so used to being one step behind, I need them to be relaxed before they start working with the dog so that they're mentally alert, so that they can take in everything and they can learn. And last thing at night, I want them to spend some time relaxing with their animal again. Sleep is as important to learning and the retention of what is learned as the learning itself. Sometimes we forget that. I have a ritual that I follow every day that I'm home. I take about an hour or an hour and a half. I fix myself a cup of tea and I groom the dogs. no matter how bad the day is, no matter what has happened, how rotten I feel, or maybe how obnoxious or irritating the dogs have been for some reason, it doesn't matter. We always end the day that way, and it always makes everything go away. Just the contact with each other, just the being together, just the being of them, it makes me forget my lousy days. I think it might make them forget their lousy days too. I'd like to think I'm a saint. I would like to think I have infinite patience, but I know that's not true. And they're not saints either. But somehow, at the end of every day, we have this little communion, this little time together, this little time of more or less doing nothing that makes everything all right.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.